God's blessing. Now, when I talk about God's blessing, I'm not talking about monetary gain, because people automatically think, you know, blessing of God is riches, it's possessions, but that's not God's blessing. You know what God's blessing is? Is when you don't have those things and you're still happy. Is when you don't have riches, you don't have all the possessions in life, but yet you're still happy as the day is long. You still have a smile on your face. You know what a blessing is when your wife respects you and follows you. Hey, you know what's a blessing is when your children obey you and they love you. You know what's a blessing is when you are content with the things that you have. That's a blessing. Well, no, I just thought that, God's blessing was actually, you know, the fact that I'm getting checks and stuff like that. I have a Ferrari and whatnot. Yeah, how's that working out for you? Most people aren't happy with those things. And the reality is, once you have it, you actually want more of it. Let me give you a couple ways to handle God's blessing. Number one, this is all basic, by the way, and most of you know this, but let's be reminded of it. Number one, handle God's blessing with humility. Humility. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, when you are blessed by God, just remember, it's not because you're anything special. It's not because you even merit the blessing. You see, humility is recognizing that God and others are responsible for making me who I am. It's the person who says, well, by my might, by my strength, by my wit, have I arrived to this point. That's why God has blessed me. Whereas humility teaches us, I don't deserve this.